I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I got a little bit of news that's probably going to make some Dawgs fans not too happy here in just a moment. It is Dukes and Bell on a Friday Memorial Day holiday weekend. John Fricke with you from the Northern Kia Studios. Mike and Carl will be back on Tuesday as they go out, and Mike comes up to Indiana for the 500, and Carl just taking some time down here as they do every hour. How is it? All right, I don't want to botch this as I botch everything else because it's their show. Orin Romaine, how is it they start every hour?
We start off every hour with a
hey man. Okay, that's probably too.
Day.
I was waiting. I was waiting for the Hardy.
He's got to be Hardy then. I'm sorry. We start off where we are with a good old Hardy. Hey man.
Okay, Hardy. I thought you were talking about the singer. Anyway, this hour
they gave me a look just now, John. Like I can't believe you just let that one go, man. Like that wasn't Hardy at all. Give me the eye over here, man.
Right. Sorry, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. By the way, there's still time to enter for a chance to enjoy a Father's Day dinner with 92.9 The Game's staff. You go to 92.9thegame.com. You click the contest page. Tell us why you and a guest want to celebrate Father's Day with our guys. 10 winners and their guests, how cool is this, are going to join us June 5th for a special dinner at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's brought to you in part by Echo Park Speedway and Chattanooga Whiskey. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's fourth annual Father's Day dinner. You can enter, free to enter, at 92.9thegame.com. All right, mentioned Georgia fans, you may not be too happy about this. There may be some other fans of another school that are not happy about this either. That's all on the Dog Report.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the Dogs.
All right, I'm just going to read this, and you make of it what you want. From the online Athens at the Athens Banner Herald, which is the big, they're in Greensboro, and they're saying this. Georgia and Florida State are looking at a range of cities to play a neutral site game in 2028 after canceling their home-and-home series. But what about the Georgia-Clemson series in 2029? And 2030, 2029 in Death Valley, 2030 at Sanford Stadium between the hedges. Georgia Athletic Director Josh Brooks says we're in talks right now, and it's possible that they could go to a neutral site. Can you what? What's with all this neutral site stuff? Wisconsin and Alabama are going to play in Lambeau Field. Well, that's cool. As a one-off, it's kind of a cool thing. When it gets to be, how many neutral site games are going to play every year? Georgia Tech is literally the only team in America where I understand fully why they would go off campus to play an air quotes neutral site game about 3 miles down the road, because 3 miles down the road from their on-campus stadium happens to be maybe the greatest football stadium on the planet. I get that one. But the idea of Georgia and Clemson not playing in Death Valley or near Georgia Dog, do you want Georgia and Clemson to be played at Mercedes-Benz?
He stepped out for a quick second. But I was going to say, John, it sounds like this is more of a matter of money more than anything.
Well, of course
maybe,
it's a matter of
you
money.
Know, they're viewing these opportunities like, look, if we're going to play each other, let's maximize this. So I would imagine that this is all about, let's try to get the most out of this financially that we can. And, yeah, move it to a neutral location. Now, to your point, I would much rather see I've been to Death Valley for games. That place is amazing. I've yet to go to the Sanford Stadium for a game. I've been there for G-Day, but I can only imagine. I've heard the stories of how that place can be rocking. So, yeah, from a fan perspective, I would rather watch those games in either of those respective stadiums. But from a financial standpoint, that's what college football is becoming. All these sports, it's all becoming about the bottom line now, John.
Yeah, because the cool thing about Clemson was you drive up this, well, at the time, and it's, I haven't been there in a number of years, been there a few times, but not in a number of years, but you come out of the two lane out of Greenville Spartanburg, and it would be, you know, the stamp on the road, you know, the orange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And then you get to Clemson, which is a little town. It's like Auburn, just a small little town, you know, and there's a building and a building and a football stadium. And then, you have, you know, the great brownies. Well, that's for the press. The media gets great brownies. The brownies are great, great. But Death Valley is a tough place to buy. But, it, you know, part of college football is the whole pageantry of college football. It's the atmosphere of college football. It's having to go into, this is like saying, yeah, Michigan and Ohio State are going to play their game at, you know, Ford Field in Detroit. What?
Yeah.
No.
I listen, I'm with you. We went to the Georgia Tech Notre Dame game. What was that, 2 seasons ago that they had it in Mercedes-Benz Stadium? And me and my son were standing there watching the game. We're enjoying ourselves, but we kept, just kept saying to ourselves, can you imagine what this would have been like over at Tech? Like,
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Especially when you have a program like Notre Dame that doesn't come down this way often in town. Like, so, yeah, I'm with you, man. I would much rather be watching these games of these types of magnitudes in these respective stadiums. But I think we're going to start seeing that more and more not be a thing, especially when it's non-conference.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Georgia Tech at MBS. You know, Georgia, Florida, I get. You know, I mean, and it's, I'm just the reverse on that in terms of bringing that game, you know, to the campus sites or to have it rotate between, you know, Jacksonville and Atlanta and whatever. I like the idea of the cocktail because it's the traditions. We're losing so many traditions. I'm trying to hang on to a few. The 50-50 crowd, you know, the world's greatest outdoor cocktail party, you know, even though there are people that say, we shouldn't say that. Yeah, you. And so, but there's something there about that that I don't want to change. But that's the only neutral site game Georgia needs to play if it's not a playoff, okay? They don't need to play any other neutral site games. You want to play at Clemson? How much, I mean, really, you're going to make that much more money that we're selling our souls out? Look, you have to understand something. We're going to come to, this is a come to Jesus moment real soon for college football, okay? There's a come to Jesus moment happening real soon for college football. University of Louisville is out there saying yesterday they are $30 million in the red at Louisville and going deeper into the red. University of Kansas came out last night and said, we're $15 million in the red this year and going deeper into debt. This is going to start happening to all these schools. Very few schools are going to make any money. Maybe the elites of the elites, but the rest of them are going to start to get to a point where we cannot compete with this. And that's why you have, you know, UGA's president, you got, you know, Jerry out there saying, hey, you know, maybe we should just, you know, mind our own house and break away. I mean, does anybody really think the SEC is going to break away? No. Does anybody really think the SEC is going to be able to stop the 2014 playoff? No. Don't tell me you really thought the SEC could stop the 2014. No, they can't. What are they going to do? They're going to say, we're not going to take part. We're going to go hold our SEC title game and then disperse our teams out to bowl games, and that'll be cool while everybody else, the other 9 conferences, play in a playoff, and we'll just let them talk to the hand that since they didn't play the SEC champion, they're not really the national champion. Are you kidding me? You know how many coaches in the SEC are going to be going, wait a minute now. We can get 6 or 7 teams into the playoffs. That's job security for me. And you're telling me I've got to be happy with going to, you know, the Sun Bowl? My fans are going to be going, hey, no. Yeah, the SEC's not winning this. Okay? They're just not. Greg Sankey's not going to win this. It's going to 24, whether he likes it or not, and the SEC is going to be yanked along here, whether they like it or not. Now, he's not wrong, you know, Jerry Moorhead's not wrong in saying this is out of control, which is why it's going to Congress, right? And this is what we need to stop. We need to stop it from going to Congress. We don't need Congress running this thing. I mean, Lord knows Congress can't even run its own Congress. We don't need them sticking their hands and, you know, feet and everything else into college football and college athletics. The only way to solve this is for those two knuckleheads who are destroying college sports, known as Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti, to have them, to have those people come to me. I'm going to take you two knuckleheads and I'm going to put you in a room at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, and we're not walking out of the room until you guys have signed a merger agreement to form your own super conference. And we're going to invite other teams in. Okay? That'll stop. Because then, and only then, this is where Jerry Moorhead's right. The only way the SEC can get its house in order is for everybody to agree in the SEC, which they won't, to a deal where they're going to follow the same rules that are applied equally to all 16 teams, and everybody's got to follow the rules. The problem with that is the Big Ten's not going to follow those rules. And so all that talent that Jerry Moorhead wants to, why are all our players leaving and going to play in Michigan and Wisconsin? Well, because they're spending twice the money there. Yeah, but we have a salary cap. Yeah, but they don't. It's like they're the Dodgers and we're like the, you know, the Washington Nationals. Yeah, that's, we're like the Tigers. Yeah, all your good players are leaving. Yeah, because they don't have a cap and you do. That's why we have to get this all together, because it is out of control. We all get that. Yeah, it's especially now that these schools are going, because the only option these schools are going to have, the only option these schools like Louisville and Kansas and all these schools that are starting to lose money and bleed money, we all understand the only option they're going to have, okay? And that is they are going to have to take a chainsaw to the athletic department, and all these teams are going to become club teams. All these coaches, everybody's going to be fired.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget about your track team. Forget about your this team, that team, whatever. They're going to go, okay, how many scholarships do we have for football? We got to match those because of Title IX for females. So we got to have a women's basketball team, men's basketball team, a softball team, dump a baseball. We got to have women's volleyball. And that's pretty much, you know, and another women's sport, golf or something. And that evens us out. Everything else, gone.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.